This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, June 29th, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Strategies for developing permanent supportive housing at the Caswell Brown Village on Mill Road were weighed and discussed last Monday by the Jefferson County Commissioners. One approach would be to designate the facility as an essential public facility, like Jefferson County International Airport and Jefferson County Waste Management. This would enable the county to incorporate necessary facilities on the property that are usually difficult to site and opening it up for multiple uses, such as group homes, inpatient facilities, and secured community transition facilities. The county commissioners would have the final say on the development. The second path would designate the property as a public purpose facility, which would require approval from the county hearing examiner. The Jefferson County Code defines public purpose facilities as lands and facilities needed to provide the full range of services to the public, provided by the government, substantially funded by the government, contracted for by the government, or provided by private entities to meet public service obligations. Commissioner Greg Brotherton supports this second approach. The village was established last fall and currently allows for at least 20 people to camp at the site, which is run by Olympic Community Action Programs. Ole Kapp wants to expand it by adding septic, water, and electrical services, allowing for at least 50 people, including families with children, to have a safe place to live. Cherish Cronmiller, executive director for Ole Kapp, commented to the PT leader, "There is an understanding that for some of these folks, they will never be able to transition out of the area and need a more permanent solution." The county had awarded the encampment $500,000 last April on top of an initial $1 million investment to purchase 30 acres of land and establish the village. Continuing a chain of closures due to diuretic shellfish poisoning, as reported in last week's KPTZ local news, Discovery Bay is shut down for the recreational harvest of all species of shellfish, according to the State Department of Health and Clallam County Department of Health and Human Services Environmental Health Division. Tracy Berry, a Department of Health marine biotoxin specialist, said to not eat the shellfish, even if they look healthy. "There's no way to know that shellfish are safe other than by laboratory analysis," Berry said Monday. "Contaminated shellfish don't look, smell, or taste differently than healthy ones, and you can't cook the toxins out." The Department of Health designates prohibited shellfish species as clams, including geoduck, oysters, mussels, and other invertebrates such as moon snails. In Jefferson County, Anderson Lake remains closed due to a bloom with toxic cyanobacteria dominant and other toxins present. No blooms, however, are currently visible in Jefferson County's other lakes, including Gibbs, Leland, Crocker, Silent, Tarboo, Sandy Shore, and Teal. Contaminated shellfish is likely to produce nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. The upcoming holiday weekend promises to hamper ferry sailings. Travelers are advised by the Washington State Department of Transportation to consult sailing schedules online and should be prepared for long waits if boarding in a vehicle. The schedules are not only dependent upon tidal fluctuations, but on crewing levels as well. With elevated cases of COVID-19 and continued vessel and crewing availability constraints, our service restoration efforts have slowed considerably in recent weeks, said Patty Rubstello, head of Washington State Ferries. "While we continue to hire new employees, our biggest issue is a lack of licensed deck officers such as captains and mates who require significant training time." The busiest sailings will be westbound or onto an island Thursday, June 30th and Friday, July 1st, then eastbound or off island Monday and Tuesday, July 4th and 5th. To reduce or eliminate waiting, riders may consider taking an early morning or late night sailing or walking on. On Independence Day, July 4th, there will be a few holiday schedule changes for the Anacortes San Juan Islands, Muckletail Clinton and Point Defiance Tahlequah runs, along with the Edmonds Kingston route if supplemental service is added. The Seattle Bainbridge Island run will operate on a Saturday timetable, and the Fauntleroy Vashon Southworth route will run a Sunday timetable. Holiday schedules are marked on the schedules for each route. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.